Accolades have been pouring out on the federal government for its ingenuity that exited the country from economic recession, which brought untold hardship on the citizens. The former Minister of State for Power and Steel, Murtala Aliyu, who was a special guest at the event, said, having saved the economy from recession, the next is implementing the right policies that have direct impact on the masses, and identified the construction industry as one.
The construction industry is always the first to be affected when the economy goes down, and it's always the first to show when the economy comes up. I think we expect to see a lot of activities in the construction industry, and with that, it means that the market will be open again.
Ms. Ali, who observed that nations which the country currently rely on for construction materials are no longer cheap, advised that it is high time the federal government looked elsewhere for other nations that are less expensive yet manufacture quality products. Speaking on ways of checking incidents of building collapse, Aliyu, now president, Nigerian Institute of Quality Surveyors, said the only solution is to conform with design while intensifying enforcement to ensure compliance. According to the president, National Association of Building Construction and Signage of Nigeria, Prince Jimmy Oshunobi, the essence of the exhibition is to bring home modern construction materials as against obsolete ones that flood the country's markets.
What we have in Nigeria is almost obsolete, and people are coming to see the way they are developing their city, and we develop like that. We go along with the development pace. We don't want to be left behind in the building industry. The building industry is growing, and we have to grow along with it.
The exhibition was a convergent point for building practitioners in Nigeria, Lagos in particular, as well as other countries including Turkey. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.